It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. David is away today. I am really excited to have Antonia Balfour. She is an acupuncturist and herbalist specializing in holistic treatment of skin disorders. She's a founder of Yin Yang Dermatology, where she integrates Chinese herbal medicine with botanical extracts and exotic oils from around the world. And I love this topic because I think it is so important to treat ourselves from the inside out. Antonia, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you on the program. You know, this is something that's so important. As a matter of fact, the way David and I first came together many years ago is we did a show called Beauty Inside Out. And one of the things that we really like to stress is it's really about what you put in your body. And that can affect, obviously, your overall health and your skin. And it sounds like what you're doing is you're combining the Chinese herbal medicine with the extracts, and you're able to address the different situations going on inside people. Do I have that correct?
Totally correct. And I couldn't agree with you more that what you put inside your body can really affect such great change. And so often what I see with my patients is they've been treated with topical steroids or for acne, they might be using, you know, benzoyl peroxide and salicylic acid, and nothing from the inside, when really the problem, you know, needs to be addressed from the inside out.
Well, talk to us about how you assess that. Let's start with somebody, for example, who comes to perhaps a teenager with acne, because I actually know some teenagers who are struggling right now with acne, and they will say they've tried everything and it's just not working. And so right. I think obviously they need to do this right. type of approach. So tell us about what you would do.
So what I do is I'm an acupuncturist and herbalist, but really for somebody with acne, I'm not going to choose acupuncture at all as a treatment option. And what I do is I prescribe custom herbal formulas, so it's individualized for each person. So I might have one teenager that has acne and, you know, really oily skin and deep cysts and things like that, and another who might have just a few pimples on their forehead and it's more light and surface, sort of superficial acne. And both of those teens will be treated with different herbal formulas. You know, I'll choose different herbs. I'm going to take into account their digestion and, you know, their emotions and hormonal aspects as well, and write a customized, individualized formula that they drink in the form of an herbal tea. And
oh,
I'll tell you, the teas really are the strongest way to take herbal medicine. But they don't taste good. It's not like going to a fancy tea house in Beverly Hills and having a delicious, you know, Japanese green
yes.
tea. They're medicinal and earthy, but they really work. So that's kind of how you have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I have a confession. I went to see an acupuncturist several years ago and for something, and she yeah. gave me the tea and I just had trouble, you know, but my husband's like, "Hun, you just gotta
yeah.
just slam it down. Just do it." But I was like, "Ugh."
Yeah.
But I eventually did and it did help, but it did take me a little
Good.
While.
Great. You know what? The
but
same
yes,
thing
it is
happened
definitely
to me,
something
to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay.
When I first took Chinese herbs, I thought, "Oh, this is terrible." But
yeah,
you do get used to it with time.
Now, how long would you say? I'm assuming it's different for every person, but for the person you described with the very oily and the deeper cystic acne, are they changing
right.
anything else in their diet, or is it they're just doing the herbs? And then, like, how long does that? Is there like a 6 weeks? Is there usually like it's some sort of time period?
Right, and that does vary from person to person a lot. And you know,
sure.
one thing that happens that I see in my practice is that some people will come in and they'll have the worst diet in the world and they're eating cupcakes every day or, you know, having frappuccinos from Starbucks and a lot of sugar and a lot of dairy. And really one of the most difficult things to change is the diet, but it's so important and the healing happens a lot faster when the diet is clean. So, you know, for somebody with deep cystic acne with a bad diet, you know, it can take 6 months, and I've seen it even take longer than that to heal the skin. But with a milder case, it can definitely be a much shorter amount of time. It can be 2 or 3 months. And, you know, I have another whole set of patients who come in and they've tried everything and they've been on a clean diet for a long time. And those patients will heal much faster. It's just usually in those cases, you know, that diet hasn't been enough for the healing, but it's really gotten them halfway there, let's say, or even more sometimes.
Oh, that's great. Now, you also treat psoriasis, eczema, and rosacea. And is that a similar, you assess the patient, you talk to them about their diet, and then you get them on the right herbs?
Exactly. So, you know, again, it will vary from person to person. There are different things that might come into play. But, you know, treatment, the foundation is that you want a customized treatment. And very often skin disorders will often have, you know, a gut involvement as well. So diet is important, but also just getting the digestive system to function well with herbs. And the other thing that I will say is that, you know, very often when people will come into my practice, they have a skin disorder that may affect the face. And in those cases, if you get a rash on your face, if you get rosacea or an itchy rash on your face, whatever the case may be, acne would fall into that category as well. It affects the emotions as much as it affects the skin, right? When your face has a lot of redness or it's itchy and raised bumps, people don't feel comfortable going out and being seen in the world. And, you know, it can stress them out. It can cause depression. It can cause all sorts of things. So when you address this with Chinese medicine, you take the whole picture into account. It's a holistic approach. And part of the treatment is definitely addressing the emotional aspect as well as the physical. Because, you know, the frustration and the stress and the upsetness, that just causes the whole skin problem to snowball and get worse. So, you know, what I recommend in addition to herbs, you know, we think about lifestyle and things like that as well. So meditation, yoga, anything that can calm the mind and the spirit. Meditation, I think, is something great that people can do at home, you know, and obviously it's free. And they, nowadays we have apps you can put on your phone, like Headspace or Calm, you know, where people can do things at home that just help with the whole healing picture.
Yeah, I love that you talk about all that because it really does make such a difference. You know, you mentioned dairy earlier, and I think it's really great now that even mainstream dermatologists are saying, yeah, dairy causes acne. Uh-huh. So, like, get off the dairy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's good because I'm totally anti-dairy. Let's talk a little bit about topical creams and salves because you can do a topical thing, right, with some of this as well.
Definitely. And we make a line of topical products. But, you know, again, I think there are things people can do at home. One good use for dairy is to put yogurt as a mask. You know, so instead of eating your yogurt, you use it as a mask. And then the probiotics in the yogurt can help balance the, you know, microbiome of the skin. But when people have sensitive skin, that turns red easily. Yeah. I try to focus on simplicity. You do the most simple thing first. So I like single oil ingredients. If you just, you know, if you use a cream with a lot of essential oils, then you don't know what's doing what, and anything can be an irritant, right? But if you choose a single oil, like I like argan oil a lot for the face. It's anti-inflammatory and it doesn't clog the pores, so it's a really good choice. I also like hemp seed oil for the face.
Which kind?
Yeah.
What was that hemp last seed? Oil? Oh, okay.
Hemp
seed. I tell you, the time goes by too fast. Hemp seed oil. I definitely want to have you back. I think you're terrific. Tell us where we can find you online.
Lisa, thank you so much. You can find me online at yinyangdermatology.com.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.